All away the old carpet and move the furniture. All for only $249 a square foot. Yes, you heard right. Everything for only $249 a square foot. Hurry in for specials on all types of flooring.
Come on down to Edwards Carpet Stores.
Hi, I'm Brendan Burchard. Some people call me the world's highest paid motivational trainer. And some people call me crazy because I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my recent New York Times bestseller, The Motivation Manifesto. In the next 24 hours, I want to give away as many free books as possible. To get your hardcover copy, text BOOK20 to 99,000 or go to motivationbook.com. If you want to reach your true potential, personally, professionally, or financially, you need this book. You'll discover how to stop feeling tired and overwhelmed, identify the major enemies keeping you from living your dreams, and learn the secrets to defeating them. I'll teach you my proven strategies to start attaining the levels of drive and personal success you're craving. Financial freedom, emotional freedom, time freedom. Due to high demand, I can only offer one free book per household. To get your free book while supplies last, text BOOK20 to 99,000. That's B-O-O-K, the number 20, to 99,000. Or go to motivationbook.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Stop by your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get $15 off a standard oil change. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Well, it's Monday. It means it's Tech Talk Day, which means Jose Hernandez is with us, and his appearance is made possible by Window World, the original $189 window. For the last 6 years, each year, Window World has sold over 1 million windows in this country. Pretty impressive. Impressive window, impressive price. Window World. Here's the way this works if you're new to this. Jose Hernandez does a little sort of tech monologue. He's no Jay Leno, but he's not supposed to be. He's going to let you know whatever he thinks you should know that's the latest and the greatest and coming up or on its way out. And then you will get a chance to call and ask even the most complicated questions. Why won't my phone fill in the blank? I'm shopping for a TV, but I don't know the difference between blank and blank. My computer won't blank. All that stuff. He'll help you with it. Here are the numbers. I would call now if I were you. 314-969-KTRS. That's 969-5877. 888-550-KTRS or from any cell phone. Star KTRS. And now, Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
How are you?
I'm excellent, Frank. How are you?
Same. I'm going to start off with a contribution here. I read this morning, and I was trying to tell Peon and Dan about it, and maybe you've heard of this. Have you heard of the company or the product is called Novello? It's a docking station, Novello.
It's a Bluetooth, something yes. that is point-specific.
Yeah, Novetto it is.
Yeah.
How in this world? Let me explain as best I can because it's way too complicated for me. Essentially, it's called private sound. You beam the audio to your ears and only your ears. The person right next to you cannot hear the music you're listening to. You're not wearing headphones. It's just some sort of wave signal beaming to your head. How in the world is that possible?
I think they may have, I haven't read too much on it. It may be a device that you wear, like, around your neck, and that's what receives
even
the signal.
So, it says the company explains the 3D sensors lock on to the outline of your face and track your head as you move. In other words, you can move around within range of Bluetooth, yet anybody else near you can't hear the music you're listening to. I'm trying to see if it mentions about, it says their plan is to embed the technology into phones, TVs, computers, game console. So in other words, a video game. You can sit and play a video game and hear all the fantastic sounds, and somebody right next to you could be reading a book and not hear any of it.
Well, when you're listening to the Dead Rapper's last CD in collection,
yeah,
you can hear it just for you, so you don't have to bother your neighbors.
Well, I'll look again, but even if you did have to wear, let's say you put something around your neck, I can't comprehend. Sound is sound to me. But I do understand that all this stuff is, it's wavelengths and it's signals through the air.
Right.
And if somehow they could channel it and direct it just to your head, I'm blown away by that.
Well, it's similar to the technology we use for microphones.
How's that?
Your microphones are directional.
Right.
They accept sound coming into them only from a specific angle. There are microphones that are unidirectional. You can talk anywhere in the room and it picks it up.
Omnidirectional.
Right. And the ones that we use for the broadcast are unidirectional. The fact that I talk into one, you talk into the other, our voices don't echo back and forth between them.
Okay, that's about as good an explanation as I guess I could be given, because for those who don't know what he's talking about, this microphone right here, if I move over, even though Dan and Peon would still hear me talking, the microphone wouldn't.
Right.
So this is great technology.
So you're gonna get a couple of them?
No. I'm not going to get them until they're real reasonably priced. And I've never been that guy that has to have, with few exceptions, the first. I have to be the first one to get it. Then when the new one comes out, I have to get it. I'll keep a phone for, you know, 2-3 years. My iPad, I just replaced, and I've had it for, I want to say, 2 or 3 years. You're kidding yourself if you even think you can keep up. You'd be shopping every week.
Yes.
You can't do that. So, yeah, it's interesting to me. I'm still stunned by Bluetooth and how, even though it's a signal, I've never really experienced any kind of interference or static, or it's clean. It's just as clean as a hardwire to me. So I'm still impressed by that. Do you guys have anything for Jose?
No.
All right, non-contributors. Jose, it's all yours.
Thank you. Frank, do you know who Raymond Tomlinson is?
I do not.
Or who he was, actually. He died Saturday at the age of 74.
Oh, can I answer?
Yes.
He's the guy that invented email?
Yeah, that is correct. He is the gentleman who put the at sign, as it's known. It's the little A with the circle around it to separate names from designators.
Now, did he get rich doing that, or was he working for a company?
He was working for a company. He did not get rich for it.
Well, he should have.
Although he affected millions of computer users around the world.
He not only affected, he affected the mail. He affected lots of things.
Correct.
That's a huge accomplishment.
Currently, the largest hard drives available are from Seagate and Western Digital. They are 8 terabyte and 10 terabyte, respectively. Not to be outdone, Korean tech giant Samsung has announced that they are now going to release a 15.3 terabyte drive.
Oh man! You remember when people said Samsung? That's crap. If it's not Pioneer or Magnavox, or I remember people going, it's Samsung. It's
right.
Cheap.
It was so funny. A couple weeks ago, we started swim lessons with Archie.
That's fun.
Yes, so my mom was there, and she got in the pool with them, and I was taking pictures with her camera, and she said, oh, I found a new SD card in the house. It was in the plastic and everything. I opened it up, put that in there, and take some pictures. So without looking at it, it was in, and I started taking pictures. After like 8 pictures, it said memory card full. So I popped the card out, and it said 32 megabyte.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And I said, oh, my goodness. I go, they've come quite a way since then.
I think a million years ago, I had an 8 megabyte camera. It was one of the very first digital cameras.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not kidding. Like 10 pictures and you had to download.
Cool. That was hilarious.
The first digital camera I had actually recorded to floppy drive. To the 1.44 megabytes.
You remember, Frank, and I'll pull a name out of the past, way past, Ed Rich.
Yes.
He got us those,
A to Z.
He got us those digital cameras.
That's exactly right. Ed Rich, if you're listening, hey, man, I'd love to hear from you. What a great guy.
Tiny little screen.
And he's the guy at the time who knew so much more about this stuff
Yes.
than anybody I'd ever met.
Yeah,
Ed Rich. Good guy. Yeah.
And then last but not least...
He's no Jose Hernandez. But
no. Yeah, he's probably much better than I am. Many years ago, a major selling point for Apple's Macintosh computers was that they didn't get viruses or malicious programs. Last Friday, hackers cracked into a popular Mac program site called Transmission. It's a peer-to-peer file sharing network. They swapped out the actual version of Transmission for a different one containing a ransomware called Key Ranger. What Key Ranger does is it waits 3 days after you've downloaded and activates. It locks all of your files and presents you with a 1-800 number to call. And they're going to want about $400 to unlock your computer.
Ooh.
Who was the heavyset comedian who was always getting into people's email? Yeah. Buddy Hacker.
Oh, my goodness.
Heavyset. Thanks, everybody.
Anything else?
Calls, please.
Calls are coming. This will be the last time for the numbers because I see we're loading them up pretty good. 314-969. KTRS. And please call that one first, because there's several lines coming in at that number. If that doesn't work and they're fooled, you might sneak in on this one. This is kind of like the red phone special line, 888-550-KTRS, or from any cell phone, *KTRS. We welcome Priscilla. Priscilla, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hello, Jose, and hello to a large morning show. I'm
hello, Priscilla.
Thank you. Priscilla?
Yes?
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm excellent. How may I help you?
Okay, here's my question. I run my business from a Dell laptop that's about 5 to 6 years old. I keep getting messages that the long life of the battery is diminishing, and I will notice that. And then I'm getting also when I have multiple emails and applications open that I'm running out of memory.
Yes.
Is it worth upgrading this machine, or should I just get a new one?
My recommendation would be to purchase a new one. The issue that you need to make sure is the new ones are going to come with Windows. I presume it's a PC?
Yes.
So it's going to come with Windows 10. You need to make sure that all of the applications that you're currently running on that laptop either are compatible or can be made compatible with Windows 10.
But how would she do that?
Well, there's a couple ways to do that. One is to check the manufacturer's website of the software.
Okay.
If you're using... widely available software, Microsoft Office products, using web browsers.
I run my business on Office Suite.
So you should be okay then. But if you've got a specialized accounting program or an ERP program or inventory, those kind of things, you might want to check with the manufacturer.
Did you say you run your business in your Office Suite?
That's exactly what I said.
That's what I thought.
Oh.
I could tell it in your voice. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, another really quick question I appreciate is the other application or program I use all the time is QuickBooks.
Right. And QuickBooks is either compatible with, there's a version it's compatible with, or they have a compatibility program in Windows 10 that will allow you to run it. I would recommend the new one because, first of all, it's going to come with a warranty.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, it's going to be far faster and stronger, better than the one you currently have.
That's what I thought. I just didn't know if it was worth the investment, but my gosh, they're not that expensive any longer.
Right, and I would definitely recommend purchasing an extended warranty for the laptop. I don't normally recommend it for other electronics. But laptops, because they're subject to being picked up and put down, moved around, vibration, humidity, temperature changes. And all those electronics are packed into a smaller part than if you had a desktop or a tower case. There's a lot of air in there to dissipate the heat. Laptops are so tightly packed with their components.
Really good information. You guys made my day.
Priscilla, how old are you?
I am your favorite age.
and that would be?
That would be a little bit north of 40, a little bit south of 59.
Favorite age. Thank you, Priscilla.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
I like her a lot. I should ask her what kind of business she was in. Brian is next. Brian, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose. I am AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hello, Brian.
The question I have today is I have a dinosaur of a computer. It's a 2009 HP, and it's been running fine except for the fact that it will, when I put it to sleep, it will turn itself back on and wake up from the sleep mode.
Yes.
Do you have any idea how I can repair that?
What operating system is on it?
It's a Windows 7 Home Premium.
Windows 7 Home Premium. There may have been a service pack to come out to fix that. I'd start by checking on the HP website. The other thing I would do is, why do you hibernate it versus just turning it off?
I don't know.
You know what, though? Brian, I do the same thing. I do the same. I put it in sleep mode, and I'm not sure why.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. The other thing I'd recommend is just go ahead and turn it completely off.
Okay. All right. I will start doing that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Brian.
It's Mike's turn. Mike, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hey, Jose. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
Not too bad. I still have an iPhone 4 because I really prefer the smaller phones. I've been holding out for a long time, and for about 6 months, there's been rumors that Apple's going to release a 4-inch iPhone. They're going to call it the 6C or the 5SE.
The 5SE is going to be the 4-inch phone.
Dan, show them half of 4 inches.
There you go.
Half of it right there. Double that, Mike. That's what you're looking at.
Oh, perfect. So, well, I guess you already answered my question, because all the information that I found on it was only from, like, rumor blogs. I had not heard anything from Apple about an official release date, so I just didn't know if you heard about it, if you could verify it, but it sounds like you have.
I believe the official release date is going to be March 21st.
Oh, perfect.
It was supposed to be the 15th, and then they moved it to the 22nd, but Apple's got to go to court with the FBI on the 22nd, so they moved it back to the 21st.
Makes sense. Thanks, Jose.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you, Mike. And Dwayne, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose. How are you doing?
Good, Dwayne. How are you?
Oh, AM and PM.
That's the best way you can be.
Hallelujah. Hey, daughter just got a new tablet. Looking for some protection. What do you recommend, and how do we go about getting it?
Android or iProduct?
Android.
I know Avast makes an Android antivirus. And I know that MalwareBytes.org also makes an anti-malware for Android. And they're both free.
And they're both free?
Yes.
And you just go to that website and download it?
That is correct.
Well, you can't beat that, I sure. Thank you, sir.
Actually, you're going to go to the Play Store.
Play Store?
Right. Which is the Google Android equivalent of a website for downloading.
What is that site? Where does it go?
It's an icon on his tablet.
Really? Yes.
It just says Play Store, and it takes you right to the Google Play Store?
Yes.
Huh. All right, Dwayne.
Just type in malware, or?
You're going to type in Avast, A-V-A-S-T.
Okay.
And then Malware Bytes would be the other one. Frank, it's the equivalent to the iTunes Store for your tablet.
Okay. All right. I got you.
Sounds good to me.
All right, Dwayne. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Chris, you're next up. Say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose, and hi, Frank and the gang.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Chris.
Hi. I have a question about Windows 10. I'm currently running Windows 7 Pro.
Yes.
Getting ready to do the upgrade to Windows 10. I know you had said last week or the week before it was good to go ahead and do that.
Yes.
Here's my question. Does Windows 10 install in place, or is it a clean wipe of a hard drive? How does that work?
The one that you're going to get downloaded is an install in place.
Okay. All right. Great. So I don't have to worry about programs disappearing, so on and so forth, and all
that.
But
as part of the install, the beginning page in the upper left-hand corner is what they call the hamburger menu. The three bars.
Yep.
Select that. Toward the bottom of the page, there is a function that will search the hard drive for currently installed programs.
Okay.
And tell you which ones are and are not compatible with Windows 10.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, I'm not running anything crazy. I mean, just pretty typical Microsoft Office.
I wasn't Chrome, running on the test stuff. Machines I've done. I wasn't running anything real crazy either, and a good portion of the printer drivers that I had were not compatible.
Really? Okay, good to know. All right, cool.
Good luck, Chris.
Thank you very much.
And we'll close it out with Sue. Sue, say hi to Jose Hernandez.
Hi, Jose.
Hello, Sue.
I'm AM and the PM also.
You are. I can tell it in your voice. What do you have for Jose?
I just have a question. He was talking about the ransomware right at the end before he started taking phone calls. And
yes.
I'm kind of like the go-to IT person in my entire family. So
yes.
I'm trying to avoid things like that.
Okay.
My niece just bought a Mac. And I'm just wondering if there's something she should be putting on her computer to keep something like that from being able to get in.
There are several antivirus programs, several of them that are good. The one that I think Avast makes a Mac OS antivirus. If not, you can do a search on the interweb for it. The other one that helps a lot is to have current backups, at least of your personal files. So pictures, your music, your documents that you create. Because ultimately, if it locks it and you don't pay the ransomware, you're going to have to start with a fresh operating system install.
Okay.
Presumably, you'll have all of the programs, the office stuff, whatever you're
using. She's going to school for graphic design, so I'm sure all of her homework is going to be on that computer.
Right. Right.
So I have a Mac. I have a question for Jose. How come? Let me ask you. How come? If Avast, let's say, is free, how come they don't just have it in there when you buy it? Why is it just in there?
Avast is free, and they do a lot of advertising.
Okay.
Macintosh probably doesn't want someone advertising that didn't pay them to advertise in their systems.
Okay. I guess that makes sense. Sue, thank you for listening. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
Right. We are out of time and out of here. We're going to do this next Monday. We do it every Monday. The man's name is Jose Hernandez. He's about to give you his email address. Take it.
TechQuestions@KTRS.com.
That is TechQuestions@KTRS.com. I had an email from a guy who said, I have tried this email and tried it, and I know I've got it right. And he had T-E-C-K questions. No, T-E-C-H questions at KTRS.com. Brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Give it up for Jose Hernandez, everybody. A little traffic with Tim Weiland before we talk to John Landolf. Tim, what are you looking at?
I am looking at highways that aren't very clogged up. The only highway I saw clogged up right now was on eastbound Highway 40. And that was slowing from about the Ewing Overpass, a little east of Compton, up to the Poplar Street Bridge. I'm seeing now on eastbound 255 on the JB Bridge, you've got a stalled vehicle. It's right smack in the middle of the bridge. Looks like it's on the right shoulder, maybe partially in the right lane a little bit. Just a bit of a slowdown as you go through there. Southbound 270 was picking up more volume between Olive and Ladue and also the Clayton Road overpass down through Manchester. This traffic report brought to you by CC's Pizza. Ready for an adventure in flavor? CC's brings the new flatbread pizzas to the Unlimited Buffet. Three new flavors to explore for the same great value. Just five and change, only at CC's. Better believe it. From the Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Tim. The Radio Survey Association of America International just released this. Here's the press release that just came out. It gives us great pleasure to announce that once again, for the 12th year in a row, the number one Chevrolet dealer in the United States, Johnny Landolf Chevrolet. From the radio stations, Research Association of America International. John, congratulations on that. Yeah, how are you? Thank you very much, Frank. You're welcome. How are you? Thank you very much. You're welcome.
I'm doing great. I feel great. I didn't feel good last week.
You know, I know I didn't say anything on the air, but you were, and you're rarely down for the count. I mean, for you to be down with anything is, I think, pretty unusual.
It's been over about 31 years, and I've...
That is one tough, healthy guy. 30 years since, what'd you have, the flu?
Yeah, I had the, I had it all. I mean, I just, it just threw everything at me, and it was not fun.
Is it all gone, or is there still a little lingering residual weakness there?
I still have a little upper respiratory that Mrs. Landolf wants me to go in and see my beloved doctors, Amir Eidelman, and I'm just waiting to get in to see him, hopefully sometime tomorrow, but... I can tell you this much: I'm not getting on any more antibiotics. Whew, man, those things absolutely just knock you out.
Now, you didn't go to the doctor at all when you had this? You said
yes, that was last week.
Okay, because you said you're going to go see a doctor. It almost sounded like you hadn't seen one yet.
This is long enough stuff. I mean, she wants to keep me around. All right. Unlike maybe your wife. My wife wants to keep me around for a long time.
No, that's not true. My wife wants to keep you around.
Yeah.
Well, so I can keep stay on the air.
Yeah.
And pay my bill, pay my invoice.
Yeah, and keep helping us pay our bills. You bet. You pay your bills, we can pay our bills. That's the way it works. So,
by the way, when I sign that check, I just giggle with excitement.
I bet you do, and you think, man, this should cost a whole lot more than it does. That's what you think. I can't believe the deal I'm getting. Now, did you have bronchitis? Because our own Colin Jeffrey wrestled with that for about a month or 6 weeks or something.
I don't get into the whole what I had. I just know I had something that I have not had in a long time. And guess what? I hope it's another 30 years before I see anything like this again, because that is not fun.
I have to tell you.
It's hard for me to stay down. It's literally almost impossible for me to lay still. But, I mean, I was hunkered down in bed for, besides having a quick meal or two and some hydrating, drinking water and going to the bathroom. And I mean, I was in bed.
Here's how a man knows if he, honestly, and I'm not kidding about this, if he's really sick. Were you interested at all in having relations?
No.
You were sick.
Oh, no. Yeah. You kidding me? I prayed a lot. I can say that much. I was praying that the Lord to please whatever I need to do, I will be a much better person, but please remove this from me, my body. It was not fun. And God bless Mimi, the nurse Mimi Londa, for taking care of me. She's unbelievable.
And for those who don't know, she actually is a registered nurse.
She is?
Yeah. Did you guys know that?
No.
Yeah. No. No, she's a nurse. Or like a real nerd.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And a really smoking hot one at that, too. So.
Did you get a sponge bath while you were sick?
You're weird. You're weird, Dan.
No, he's weird not because of that.
The guy got here poured his heart and soul out about being sick, and you want to talk about a sponge bath.
Oh, I sent him a joke on Friday to kind of make him feel better.
Is it one you could share?
Yeah. I had four cans of alphabet soup and had the biggest vowel movement I've had in a long time.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's good. That's pretty good, actually.
That is really funny. I mean, coming from you, Dan, that was really, really, really funny, okay?
I guarantee you he didn't think of it. It wasn't an original joke. Well, we're glad you're better.
Oh, thank you so much. But it's also comforting to know that even if I'm, for example, I came in Tuesday and I got here about an hour and a half later, and I'm like, I've got to go home. I felt miserable. I thought, well, I'll get to work and get going and everything else. It was like there was no getting going. Oh, that was last Tuesday. I was probably in the utter depths of this, illness, this infection. And Mrs. Londoff, and hey, this comes with being a tough nurse. She's like, we've got miles to run. We've got a new another marathon we're training for. So I was down on the treadmill running last Tuesday morning, hoping I wouldn't fall off the doggone treadmill. And then that was probably it. I probably zapped every little bit of strength I might have had in my body. Gone, okay? But that's all right. I'm back, feeling good. Feeling not 100%, but enough.
Did you have a fever? Yeah. You have any fever?
Oh man, it was terrible.
She didn't try to use the rectal thermometer on you, did she?
Oh,
that's weird.
It's not weird. There's such a thing,
He asked for it.
She brings out that forehead scanner. He goes, no. Let's go the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
Get that rectal thing.
Like, getting off your deathbed and getting to talk to you all.
There used to be a great joke. What's the difference between, you remember the old glass thermometers they put under your tongue? You tried not to bite them. Remember those things? They said, what's the difference between that kind of thermometer and a rectal thermometer? The taste. he's laughing.
Years ago, my dad had to get what they call the upper GI and the lower GI.
Yeah, I never understood what that meant.
Well, the uppers are sticking a scope down your throat.
Oh, I get it. Okay, you don't have to tell us the
other. Lower is sticking the scope. So he, being the funny guy that he is, he goes, "Doctor, let me ask you this." And I goes, "You change scopes, don't you, before you go for my scope?"
I think that's a great question.
Yeah, the greatest was Dr. Connors, John Connors, who was his cardiologist that did his open heart surgery in like 1983. And he got to know this guy. They went out to dinner of Ruth Connors and John and Sylvia Londoff. And he goes, "Hey, son, I want this guy to really like me." He goes, when I'm on the operating table, I just don't want to be a number. I want this guy to really like me so he's concentrating on his work.
I have news for you. I think if you can befriend a doctor and kind of have a personal, I think that's the smartest thing in the world to do. So you're not just another number. Take him to dinner. Forget it. Buy him a gift certificate.
Yeah, and then take note on how he cuts his steak, too. How that works, you know, how he uses a scalpel.
Oh, if he's a surgeon.
Yeah.
Yeah, watch him cut his steak. If he messes it up, nope, surgery's off. I saw your handshake.
Yeah.
You slipped. We're not
your
doing that. You know, I bought a doctor a pair of Crocs one time. I had bronchitis. Crocs. I went to an emergency room because I thought I was dying. I had bronchitis and I didn't know it. And so this guy was so good and took such great and so much time with me. I looked at what he was wearing and I noticed the nurses. Remember when the Crocs thing hit and everybody and the nurses had Crocs? And I said, "Hey, Doc, how come you're not wearing Crocs?" He goes, "You know, they look comfortable. I've just never had time. Every time I think of it, I forget it." I left his office and went right down the street to a shoe store, just guessed at the size, and happened to nail it. I went back and I said, "Can I see the doctor?" And I said, "Is everything okay? Because I just left." I said, "No, no. Yeah, I have something for him." And he came out and I said, "Here, these are for you." And he said, "What?" And I said, "Yeah, they're Crocs." He goes, "Well, I can honestly say no patient has ever bought me Crocs before." I said, "You're going to love them." And I found out later he really did like them. And I know they're ugly, but to this day, they still are the most comfortable things you can wear around the house or if you have a job like, you know, the nurses and doctors on hard floors all the time. They just need to come out with a new generation, and maybe they have, where they're not quite so ugly.
And by the way, that's my copay. There you go. The Crocs.
See, I didn't say it because that's not funny.
Oh, okay.
That's not funny. Yeah. But hey, it's you know, a good effort. Nice effort. That was a great story.
Oh, well, you know what?
He's well now.
For
a week, and I would expect a little bit more something than, you know, we're talking about your doctor. It can't always be about you, Frank. This is a little bit about
John. This whole conversation has been about you. The whole thing has been about you.
You got to talk a little bit more about me.
It's all been about you, the whole thing.
You know,
the treadmill, she almost killed me. Thank goodness Mimi's a nurse. I was sitting here, that's been for 30 years.
T-shirt. It's disgusting. I hate being sick, and I swear to God, I'm going to do everything I can not to get sick again for a long, 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 long time. So I'll take good care of myself, Frank. That's what I'm going to do. You know buddy?
This is personal, but did you throw up?
No.
Good for you, man. I haven't thrown up in over 30 years.
I very rarely ever...
Over 30 years for me. 35 years at least since I've done that. I'll fight that till the last second. Not my wife. As soon as she feels... she goes in the finger.
Oh,
done.
I can't
she
do
goes,
that.
I feel so much better. I cannot do that. I just...
I hate it.
Oh,
I hate it. I don't know. You probably like me. I got an iron cast stomach. I just, you know, things don't get to me that way. But we were out of town on business last February. And nothing worse than being sick and you're out of town. I mean, you know, I got food poisoning. I've never, ever had that before in my life.
Oh, that's horrible.
I've had it twice.
Oh.
It's like the worst flu times three.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, and, you know, I'm like, I'm not going to wake Mimi up, you know, toughen it up, be a man. But I was in that bathroom for a long time.
Right,
and then you go and lay down thinking, okay, it's over. I'm going to be okay. And you go lay in bed. I mean, it's not, 6, 7, 8 minutes later. Whoop, there you go again.
Right. Now, that we'll end.
Is that a snort?
Yes.
We'll end the discussion about illnesses with this one. I'll ask you this question, and you know where it's headed. When you were a kid, did you have chicken pox?
Let's see, I'm 57. I don't remember. I'm pretty sure I did.
Okay. Hope.
I don't know.
Hope that you never get shingles.
Oh.
You guys remember when I had shingles?
Oh, yeah.
2 years ago, this shingles thing, and I saw the TV commercials, and a friend of mine had called me, I don't know, like 6 or 8 months before, and he goes, oh, man, he says, oh, I've got shingles. You better hope you never get it. And I thought, what a baby. And I woke up one morning. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. This shingles thing, the only way to describe it, every inch of your body, every square inch feels like the biggest truck on the concrete mixer ran over you and then backed up and ran over you again. It's the you're so sore, and you don't know why. There's no logical reason. Everything hurts. It is so painful, and you have to ride it out for like 6 weeks. There's no way to stop it.
That infection, I mean, it's that open sore that it
no,
comes with?
No, you know what? I escaped that. I had very small little couple of pink spots. Now, some people, remember Tony La Russa's face?
Yeah.
Some people get this horrible, ugly, red. No, I didn't have that. When I went into the urgent care, because I thought I had cancer. I'm like, I thought I had body cancer.
La Russa got it in his eye.
Oh, my
God. And they said that was dangerous.
And the woman said, lift your shirt up. And I said, I did. And she said, you've got shingles. And I said, no, shingles are the real She said, uh-uh. She said, it can, on the surface, be nothing more than what you have, a small little couple of pink spots, she says, but I'm telling you.
You were arguing with your doctor.
No, she said, you got it. And I said, what do I do? She says, you suffer. She said, you're going to suffer for about 6 weeks. And that's really all I can tell you.
So, you know, when you say that, it sounds painful. You're going to suffer.
No, if you get it, you call me and you tell me if it's not about.
I just told you I'm not going to get sick for a long, long time to come.
They said one in three people that have had chickenpox could get shingles.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty common.
But they have a vaccine now for it.
Oh, no. No, my friend that had it before I did, he called me again after he got the vaccine. He said, I've got it now worse than I had it before.
Oh.
And that's after he got the shot.
Isn't that like the flu shot? They inject you with the flu virus?
A strain of flu or something.
That's kind
of
like saying, hey, we know you're going to be out hiking, so let us shoot some snake venom in you.
Yeah, that should help, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
now I know
terrible.
You're tired. You're recovering, and you're tired. So, with what little strength you have left, is there anything you'd like to sell?
Everything. We're open late tonight. Great, great day already today. I mean, it's 70 plus degrees. Spring is in the air. You know, before you know it, I mean, the trees are going to start budding and turning green, and then we'll all be sneezing all over each other with pollen and.
Yep.
You know, the allergies, and we'll be complaining about allergies. But
no, we won't.
Oh, I already am.
We avoided a whole lot of snow and ice this year. Very little real cold weather.
Yeah.
I think we'll take this.
That's a give and take. And so now we're going to, get rain for the next few days on and off again. But all in all, I'm ready, baby. Bring on spring. Bring on the 80 and 90 degree temperatures. I hate winter, and I can't wait for everything to green up. And then we've got Easter right around the corner, just another great holiday, great time of year, and so many other things to be thankful for. So we'll be here late. Donnie Londoff, Chevrolet team, we're excited. We love the AM and the PM crowd. They're unbelievable. And
we are beyond out of time. I mean, we were out of time 12 minutes ago.
Tony Grant from Swansea, Illinois, surprised her granddaughter, Lauren. They came up and they bought a Chevy Cruze for Lauren.
Congratulations, Lauren.
Or come up here just to take her to breakfast and to come up and maybe meet me because she listens to me on McGraw, Millhaven, and on Frank Opinion and God lovers from Swansea, Illinois.
That's impossible because we don't share the same audience. The people listening to us listen to that guy you said was the best guy in St. Louis in the morning.
314-837-1800. When you start to get nasty, I'm just cutting you off.
Good.
Okay?
That's the only way I can wrap this up. So
314-837-1800, 24/7, 365 at lawndot.com. Come and see us. We love you, AM and the PM crowd.
Right. Welcome back from the sick bed. We're glad you're better.
Love you, Frank.
All right, John. And I like you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, he wants me to do that love thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do a little other business here. We're never, ever going to get caught up. It's the good feet business. I guess it's been about 6 years, 7 years ago. I went to the good feet store for the first time. Never been in there. I knew it wasn't a shoe store. I heard people say they thought it was a shoe store, and I knew that was wrong. It's actually a real simple process. You go in there because you're in pain. Now, if it's like a stomach ache, and they can't help you with that, but if it, it could be knee, it could be hip, it could be back, neck, headache, many times that has to do with your feet and pressure and uneven pressure and too much pressure in certain parts of your feet. It's not evenly distributed, the way you're standing, the way you're walking. With a slight modification in the form of an insert, an arch support, they can even that out so that, and I'm not making this up or exaggerating, people go in the store, put the insert in, get up, walk around the store, and go, oh my goodness, I can't believe this. I feel the difference. I know, it sounds exaggerated. You try it. You go in there, they'll ask you what hurts, they'll have you take your shoe off, not your sock. People with ugly feet, don't worry. Wear clean socks, like your mother said, clean socks and underwear. And you'll step on this thing, it'll make an impression, they'll see exactly where the pressure is being applied unevenly, and they'll balance that out for you. And the pain relief starts at $69.95. The Good Feet store. There are two in the St. Louis area. There's one on Olive, west of 270. It's kind of catty corner across from TGI Fridays. And in Shiloh, Illinois, at Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. Please, please tell them you're there because you're AM and the PM. We'd appreciate that. You can also visit. Oh, and you don't need an appointment. Just walk right on in there. GoodFeetSt.Louis.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Now here's Tim Wiley.
All right, if you're on westbound 40, things are heavy-handed through McCausland. You're a little bit heavy from Spady to a little bit west of Highway 270. Looking at southbound 270, some really slow traffic approaching Olive down through Ladue. We're a bit heavy again from the Clayton Road overpass down through Manchester. They've got a police stop. There's two police officers there. It's on the ramp from northbound 141 to eastbound Highway 40, and that's got, he's sticking out in the lane a little bit, so traffic is a little bit slow as you go past that area. This report brought to you by CC's Pizza. Ready for an adventure in flavor? CC's brings the new flatbread pizzas to the Unlimited Buffet. Three new flavors to explore for the same great value. Just five and change, only at CC's. Better believe it. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Is the foundation of your home solid as rock? Not necessarily. The soil that supports your home can settle and shift for all sorts of reasons, from drought to organic decay, and that means trouble. Doors and windows may stick, and cracks can form in foundation walls. You need a helping hand before the damage gets worse. PermaJack is the unique patented system that supports your foundation. Older methods, like simple concrete reinforcement, can continue to sink, but PermaJack is different. A steel pier is hydraulically forced down through the settling soil, no matter how deep. PermaJack is fast, only takes a few days, not weeks. And PermaJack is economical, no future callback expenses. The principle of hydraulically driven steel piers is the same used in stabilizing large buildings. So when your home needs a helping hand, PermaJack. Solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a guy over 40 and you want to stay on top of your game, try a sample bottle of GNC's top-selling, award-winning Nugenix. Listen, if you're experiencing lower sex drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting formula. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting Boost 1 to 99000. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increase his libido. Enjoy more passion, higher sex drive, improved performance. Be more the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. You want to stay on top of your game, don't you? Then try top-selling, award-winning Nugenix and feel like the best man you can be. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting Boost 1 to 99000. Again, text B-O-O-S-T and the number 1 to 99000.
If time has not been very kind to your teeth, Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care can give you back your smile. With cleanings, Invisalign, or dental implants, whatever you need, it's all under one roof. Dr. Bowen can perform implant dentistry from start till finish and has been doing so in an office that's not a one-size-fits-all facility. Dr. Bowen can also fit your new implants with existing dentures so you can eat corn on the cob and apples, as well as reclaim your smile. If you want an honest opinion about your dental needs, go see Bowen Dental Care. They specialize in customer service and will take care of you from start to finish. Get the treatment you and your family deserve with Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, near I-270 and 170 on Dunn Road. Call them at 314-921-3500 and get your smile back. Online at BowenDentalCare.com. That's B-O-A-I-N DentalCare.com.
This is a special notice to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. In some cases, this may even result in back taxes being reduced. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number, 800-836-5600. That's 800-836-5667. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your delinquent tax problems and in some cases save you money. For your free information and to see if you qualify, call Community Tax at 800-836-5667. That's 800-836-5667. 800-836-5667.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
News is on the way, and then the Playhouse, which will include Bill Clavlin. When you change jobs, as the three of us are looking forward to maybe one of these days,
right,
you may have a 401k plan or a retirement account. It may not actually be called a 401k. Maybe it's something else. And if you do, you probably need help with it. If you're smart, you'll get some good advice. I have an opportunity for you to set up a complimentary review of your portfolio. And you do it by calling Mark Reardon and Jason Becker at Stifel Nicolaus. Stifel Nicolaus and Company Incorporated is a member SIPC and NYSE. MarkandJason.com is their website. You hear us mention it every day. In fact, Peon will be mentioning it again in just mere minutes. There's no cost. There's no obligation to meet with them. And what they bring to you as a client is value. And they meet with you quarterly, which is, I guess, from talking to people, fairly unusual to meet with clients every quarter. And during that quarterly meeting, they'll go over everything with you. 46 years combined experience. You know the website, Mark.